I remember almost everybody smoking dope at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Uh-huh, okay.
Don't you?
No, not really.
Oh.
There's a lot I don't remember. Why? What do you...
That sort of says something, doesn't it? I don't know. I guess there were...
I remember being stoned at the Vancouver Art Gallery a lot.
I just don't remember how you got that way.
That's right. Yeah, so... So I guess we felt that that was a safe haven and that you could actually...
No, I think that we just... something was happening. We felt that we had to change our consciousness at that particular moment to participate effectively. And so we did what we had to do. You know, I mean, it was very stressful trying to make yourself part of this complex group, eh? You know?
And that was a way of
well, I found that I was less likely to get grumpy when I smoked dope. Lethargic, perhaps, but not grumpy. You know, you'd look around and it was pretty out and all these interesting people and why were you yelling at somebody or whatever? And I mean, I don't think the Vancouver Art Gallery wanted people smoking dope, you know. I mean, I'm sure they didn't. I'm sure it was a great stress on them. But they were some very open-minded people and people who were willing, you know, and they were willing, you know, they were willing to sort of try and understand. It was a very unusual period there. All these young people want to do something. Maybe it means something. And maybe this is part of what they're trying to do, you know? Pretty impressive when you think about it, having worked in quite authoritarian situations since then, when you think back. Because if you look at the Vancouver, you know, if you look at, you know, that thing about the 50 years of the Vancouver Art Gallery, it came out not long after that.
Yep.
And you look at what they said about that period, you can see that there was, it wasn't all clear sailing for the administration. That there was a lot of, they were working, they had to be creating this space to allow this to happen under great duress.
Oh, you mean dealing with their board of directors and...
everything, you know?
The donors and...
Who knows what?
So on and so forth.
You know, I mean, it's really impressive when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.